It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Well, one of the classic voices of the 60s and the 70s, and indeed into the 80s and 90s and the noughties, Jack Jones and Love Is Here to Stay. Sadly died last week at the age of 86. And we'll have some more music from Jack throughout the programme. Welcome to Beagley at Night with me, RB. Enjoyed my break last week, but nice to be back with you. You're very good company, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. All the usual things in all the usual places. And if you've just joined us for the first time and don't know about the usual things and the usual places, well, we'll have fun finding out.
There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love in my heart. I remember now that I'm older what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me, but many moons have passed and I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old love in my heart. There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old love in my heart. I remember now that I'm older what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me. But many moons have passed and I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder and an old love in my heart.
Beautiful. There's a new moon over my shoulder. And that was Jimmy Davis. And that was recorded in 1944. Coming up in just under 5 minutes' time, we will be having some songs from Mr. Bing Crosby. But let's do a time check now and see where we are. This phone. One more. There we go. Okay.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1935.
My heart is not a plaything, parting is not a gay thing, darling. Don't mention love to me. Romance may bring us sorrow. Let's be friends on the morrow, darling. Don't mention love to me. I can't like you discreetly. No halfway measures with me. I must love you completely. If this should end, where would I be? You smile, I'm overpowered. I'd fall, but I'm a coward. Darling, don't mention love to me. There is one thing I know. If I let myself go and our lips should ever touch, I would love you much too much. It is better far to share just a casual affair. So before a kiss is born, I must tell you this to warn you.
From the 1935 film In Person, Don't Mention Love to Me. Ginger Rogers was a woman of inspiration that inspired Anne and Margot Frank when they were in hiding, and they had pictures of Ginger Rogers up on their wall. They also had pictures of Princess Elizabeth, as she would have been then as well. And it's very touching. Craig Brown's new book that's just been released here in the States, he mentions the fact that the Queen was made aware that Anne Frank had a picture of her when she was a princess in the house, and she mentioned this to Otto Frank, Anne Frank's father, when she met him many years later, and said that she hoped that that gave his daughters and his family some solace. Remarkable lady, remarkable ladies, quite frankly, all of them. And all of that stemmed from Ginger Rogers. So how have you been since I was with you last? I've been fine, still not running quite so much to hospitals and things. Now I'm sorting out my own health, which is nothing major. I'm trying to get that hearing sorted out because nobody really seems interested in doing that. So I've sort of taken the bull by the horns and I'm going to do it. So I've put myself on blood pressure medicine and also diabetes medicine because nobody seems to know where the deafness comes from, and it could be one of those. So we're sort of like trying to work it out. We'll get there eventually, I'm sure. All right, where are we now? It's time for Bing Crosby. Three songs from Bing, always round about this time. And here's the very first one. It's Rain, Buddy Cole and his trio. And of course, Bing, sing.
Rain, let us cuddle while the rain pitter patters on the pane and we're alone. A chance to while away a dreamy afternoon, a lovely peaceful afternoon. No one can see us. Hooray, it's so cozy in the rain. There's no reason to complain if she's with you. To hold her hand, and then it's 10 to 1, you'll kiss her in the rain. Rain, rain. If she's with you, to hold her hand, and then it's 10 to 1, you kiss her in the rain. White cot by the sea. There's a little green gate at whose trellis I wait, while two eyes of blue come smiling through me. There's a gray lock or two in the brown of the hair. There's some silver in mine too, I see. But in all the long years, when the clouds brought their tears, those two eyes of blue kept smiling through at me. sits on a treetop tall. The little bird sang out the sweetest song I ever heard. Chee chee oh chee, it sang to me so merrily. Chee chee oh chee, the little birdie on the tree. Life's such a lovely thing, it seemed to say. If you will only sing your cares away. Chee chee oh chee, so merrily it went along. Chee chee oh chee, so happily his little song. And so I sing. Chee chee oh chee, this happy, happy little thing. If you feel blue, sing chee chee oh chee, and you can be as happy too. This happy, happy little thing. If you feel blue, sing chee chee oh chee, and you can be as happy too.
Sing it, but apparently whistle it as well. Chee Chee Oh Chee sang the little bird from Bing Crosby and Buddy Cole and his orchestra. And before that, we had Smiling Through and Rain. And we'll have some more from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week. Time now to go over to Germany and say good morning to Holger, who lives in Holger's house. And each week, Holger sends us a song that he's pretty sure we're going to like. And this week he sent us something. He's doing it just to test my pronunciation, and it's not going to be good. Wumba Tumba Skolkalenden Svakalfa. It's from Bill Ramsey in 1958, and it's about the Wumba Tumba Iceman who sells chocolate ice cream. He came from outer space, apparently, says Holger, and asks every pretty girl he meets for a rendezvous. The singer is Bill Ramsey, and I have a feeling we might recognize this song. I'm not totally sure, but let's give it a go and see what happens. Wumba Tumba Schokolokendas Nice Verse Kalfa. No, it's nothing close.
Ja, der Kerl, der kam aus der Luft zu mir und er hatte nur ein Auge und ein Horn dafür. Er schob einen Karren und er sah so aus, als wär er oben auf dem Mars zu Haus. Er war der Wumba Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Wumba Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Wumba Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer von einem anderen Stern. Oh, ich dachte, Junge, das ist gar nicht fein, denn der rennt dir jetzt sein Horn ins Bein. Das tat er nicht und er fragte leis,
wie wär's mit einem Schokoladeneis?
Er war der Wumba Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Wumba Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Wumba Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer von einem anderen Stern. Ging der Kerl bei uns die Straße rauf und begann sogar mit seinem Eisverkauf. Dann rief er jedem schönen Mädchen zu:
Hallo, wie wär's mit einem Rendezvous?
Er war der Wumba Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Wumba Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Wumba Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer von einem anderen Stern. Und am Abend sah ich ihn als Ehrengast
mit der Monroe tanzen im Tanzpalast. Der Presse sagte er mit Kennerblick:
Die Erdenmenschen, die sind weit zurück.
Zum anderen Stern gefragt, da rief er fröhlich im Vorübergehen:
Ich finde es bei Ihnen sehr, sehr schön.
Er war der Wumba, Tumba, Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Wumba, Tumba, Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Wumba, Tumba, Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer von dem anderen Stern.
See, I thought we'd know it as well. Hold on, I'm going to give it a go. Let's just see what happens.
Bumba, tumba, chocolate, and that's
all right. Bumba, tumba, chocolate, and that's all right. Still can't get it, but thank you for that, Holger. Really good. That was Bill Ramsey and Wumba Tumba, chocolate, and nice for Kalfa. more songs from Holger's house. Well, around about the same time next week, all being well. Wumba Tumba, chocolate, nice for Kalfa. Here's Vera Lynn.
You can't be true, dear. There's nothing more to say. I trusted you. Your kisses tell me that you and I are through, but I
1948, that was Vera Lynn with orchestra and chorus directed by Robert Farnon and You Can't Be True, Dear. Coming up in just about 5 minutes' time is Beagle's Big Three, featuring a singer that I don't think we've even ever had on the program before. I'm checking now just to see, but so far I can find no record of it. Oh, see what I did then? Oh, more of that to come later on, I promise. Here's Russ Conway right now.
Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
In this world of ordinary people, extraordinary people, I'm glad there is you. In this world of overrated pleasures, of underrated treasures, I'm so glad there is you. I'll live to love, I'd love to live with you beside me. This role so new, I'll muddle through with you to guide me. In this world where many, many play at love and hardly any stay in love, I'm glad there is you. More than ever, I'm so glad there is you. I'll live to love, I'd love to live with you beside me. This road so new, I will muddle through with you to guide me. In this world where so many play at love and hardly any stay in love, I'm glad there is you. More than ever, I'm so glad there's you. I'm mad about you, so glad about you.
Beautiful Steve Lawrence there, and a song called simply I'm Glad There Is You, came from 1961. I want to say a very good morning to Sandra, who lives in Worthing, and she says, good morning, Roy, I do love your Beagle at Night program. I don't think I've actually ever missed one. Well, Sandra, well done for that. I think I've missed a couple, but well done to you. She says, I'm not totally sure, but I think I'm sure. I don't believe you ever played anything from Martha Raye, and she was such a good singer. If I gave you some ideas, would you play them? Not only would I play them, Sandra, I'm going to play them. And you're quite right, actually, in the 331 weeks. I'm not sure what that is in years, but it's getting on a bit, isn't it? But in the 331 shows that I've done, Beagle at Night, we've never had Martha Raye, but we're going to put that right now, thanks to Sandra in Worthing.
Hiya, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Here we are again with Swing Time, all set to make your loudspeaker sing out at you with a little sweet and a little hot. And here up comes the first one, and it turns out to be Johnny Mercer's solid smash, Accentuate the Positive. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You've got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith and pandemonium, liable to walk upon the sea. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the lark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with infinity. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the lark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, I said you better let's end being the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between, but don't mess with it, Mr. Between.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal that you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying. You'll miss
the dearest pal that you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. Gone away.
Beautiful three songs there from Martha Ray. Actually, sort of like three and a half, really. Started off with Accentuate the Positive, and then in the middle we had After You've Gone, and at the end there, How I'm Doing and Dinah. Thanks to Sandra in Worthing down there on the coast for suggesting Martha Ray, and I promise Sandra that I'll make more of an effort to include Martha in future programs. Really did thoroughly enjoy those. Sandra in Worthing, purveyor of this week's Beagle's Big Three, and if you would like to be the person presenting your music next week, then give us an email, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can call the receptionists during normal office hours and tell them who and what and if they would pass it on to me, or you can just say, you know, Roy said if I give you my phone number, you would pass it on to him, and he'll call me back if you could do that, and whatever, we'll get there eventually. Sandra, once again, my thanks to you. Time to take a look at stuff that happened this week back then, and on this very day in 1831, Nat Turner was arrested for leading the bloodiest slave rebellion in U.S. history. And on October the 30th, 1938, Orson Welles broadcast a radio adaptation of H.G. Wells's The War of the Worlds, causing a massive panic in some of the audience in the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins Mr. Wilmer's garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see.
On October the 27th in the year 312, Constantine the Great is said to have received his famous vision of the cross, and on the same day in 1275, it is the traditional founding of the city of Amsterdam.
A mouse lived in a windmill in old Amsterdam. A windmill with a mouse in, and he wasn't grousing.
In 1520, this week back then, Ferdinand Magellan reached the Pacific Ocean. And much later, in 1726, the novel Gulliver's Travels, written by Jonathan Swift, was published. And on October the 29th, 1956, the Suez Crisis began.
Foreign Minister Selwyn Lloyd hurries to number 10, followed by his French colleague Christian Pinault, for emergency talks brought about by Egypt's seizure of the Suez Canal Company, in which Britain and France hold the bulk of the shares.
And in 1936, on November the 2nd, to be precise, BBC television officially started.
The station goes on the air.
It was opened by the Major General, the Right Honourable George Tryon, MP, His Majesty's Postmaster General at the time. Chairman of the BBC was Ronald Norman. He was hanging about, as was the Right Honourable, the Lord Selsdon, KBE. That started at 3. At 3.15, there was an interval with the time and the weather. And at 20 past 3, British Movie Tone News. And at 3:30, Variety, starring Adele Dixon. Used to be in 1179, on November the 1st, Philip II was crowned King of France, and in 1503, Pope Julius II was elected. And it was a pretty famous day in 1604 at the Whitehall Palace in London, where William Shakespeare's tragedy Othello was performed for the very first time. And 7 years later, on the same date, his play The Tempest would be performed for, yeah, you guessed it, the very first time. And this week back then, in 1868, New Zealand officially adopted a standard time zone to be observed nationally. On October the 31st, 1984, a world leader was assassinated.
We regret to announce the death of the Prime Minister, Mrs. Indira Gandhi. She was critically injured this morning at a residence when she was shot by some security, and she was immediately rushed to All India Medical Institute, where she succumbed to her injuries.
From the BBC News that evening.
9 hours later, Rajiv Gandhi was being sworn in as Prime Minister, just 39 years old, a former airline pilot thrust into politics when his brother was killed. He's never held a cabinet post. He now has to hold the party and the country together.
As a result of the assassination, riots broke out in New Delhi and in other cities around India, and around 3,000 Sikhs were killed. On to happier things, if you happen to be listening to the radio, back in 1929, on Wednesday the 30th of October, service came from London and Daventry. At 10:15, there was the daily service. At 10:30, but Daventry only, there was the weather forecast. And at 10:45, Mrs. Oliver Strachey with a woman's commentary. At 11 o'clock, again, Daventry only, there was gramophone records. London got experimental television transmissions by the Baird process, goodness knows. At 12 o'clock, there was a ballad concert with Eileen Bingham. At 12:30, a recital of gramophone records. And at 1 o'clock, there was light music, featuring Frascati's orchestra. At 25 minutes past 2, Daventry only, there was the fishing bulletin, and for schools at 2:30. There was a light classical concert at 3:45 with Dorothy Mabel Tillett, and organ music at 4:45. Children's hour at 5:15, and at 6 o'clock there was a musical interlude. The first news was at 6:15, and then there was another musical interlude until 6:45, when we had the Foundations of Music, Liszt's songs sung by Olga Haley. That was a program called Talk at 7 o'clock, followed by, yeah, our favourite, musical interlude at 7.15. Mr. Roger Fry with A Meaning of Pictures came along at 25 past 7, and at 8 o'clock in the evening, there was Aida. The second news occurred at 9 o'clock with a topical talk following at 9.15. Local news from Damon Trioni with a shipping forecast and fat stock prices was at 9:30, and then Aida once again at 25 minutes to 10. Dance music at 10 o'clock. That was on 2LO, 1929, October the 30th. And at number one this week back then...
Hey, Joe, where'd you find that pearly girlie? Where'd you get that jolly dolly? How'd you rate that dish I wish was mine? Hey, Joe, she's got skin that's creamy dreamy, eyes that look so lovey-dovey, lips as red as cherry berry wine. Now listen, Joe, I ain't no heel, but oh buddy, let me tell you how I feel. She's a honey, she's a sugar pie, I'm warning you, I'm gonna try to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, though we've been the best of friends, this is where that friendship ends. I gotta have that dolly for my own.
Hey,
introduce that pretty little chick to me.
Hey, Joe,
quit that waiting, hesitating. Let me enter. What's the matter? You're as slow as any joke can be. Now come on, Joe, let's make a deal. Let me dance with her to see if she is real. She's the cutest girl I've ever seen. I tell you face to face, I mean to steal her from you.
Hey, Joe,
we'll be friends until the end, but this looks like the end, my friend. I gotta have that dolly for my own. I gotta have that dolly for my own.
Frankie Layton topped the charts with Hey Joe. It was the second week and final week at number one. Some of the things that were happening this week back then.
My fate at all, will I ever rate at all with
somebody like you. Just to think that you love me makes my future look strong. I swear by stars above me, I'm darned if I don't feel like writing a song about you. Music and words about you, lovely you. Let me think up phrases for, let me sing out phrases for nobody but you.
Great voice did Edith Wright, and she was there singing with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. She was actually his first female singer after he formed his own orchestra, after he left the Dorsey brothers. She did not have a long career, about 9 years actually, which is not long at all for a lot of these singers. She started in 35 and actually finished in 1943, so even less, 8 years. But a very popular singer, and she recorded quite a few albums in her own right on Brunswick Records. I think with, what's his name? Is it Fred Crum? Frank Crum. Yeah, Frank Crum. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. And coming up in about 9 minutes' time, a little bit of Posh, and this week we're going off to the theatre. Indeed, we're having some, what's his name? Shakespeare. You can tell it's late at night, early in the morning. I can't remember anything. I should write this stuff down, but you know what? I don't, because I just have so much time just sitting here chatting to you and things. Don't have time to write it down, but we get there eventually. So, a little bit more Jack Jones now, I think. Oh, how much I love you.
Remember, why must I remember? Why can't I simply close my eyes and go to sleep and make her disappear? Why must I always hear? Dio, como ti amo. I still can hear her say, oh God, how much I love you. Yet I walked away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. She stood there in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do? When love has lost its meaning, it's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting to hold me in her arms in endless celebrating. But that was long ago, and many loves had I, but only one was real, and that I let slip by. Dio, come Dio, those were the words she said. Oh God, how much I love you. It runs through my head.
I know it's much too late, but I go right on praying to have her back again, so she could hear me say, Dio, come ti amo. God, how much I love you.
Jack Jones and Oh, How Much I Love You. I sent a note about Jack Jones to my friend Fred Wasser, who used to work for NPR for a long time, and he very kindly responded and said that when he worked at KNPR radio in Las Vegas, Fred actually brought Jack Jones onto the station to be interviewed. And Fred says, I didn't do the interview. I regret that. Instead, the host of our daily talk show interviewed him. It worked out okay because Jack was so forthcoming and generous, such a charming man and real and unassuming. And Fred said that the New York Times obituary, which he had just read, captured that aspect of him. Jack Jones, really great singer, and we'll have another one from him before the end of the program of that, I promise. To take us up to a little bit of Shakespeare, what about a little bit of Ella Fitzgerald?
Major to minor, every time we say goodbye.
beautiful Ella Fitzgerald singing with Buddy Breckman's orchestra, Every Time We Say Goodbye, and that was from 1956, and of course it was written by the great Cole Porter. You're listening to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio with me, RB. You can hear us on 98.6 in Havant and Portsmouth and other muths around the place, and you can also get us on some DABs and around the world on the internet, and for details of how to do that, you can go to the Angel Radio website, which is angelradio.co.uk. And right now it's time for a little bit of posh, and this week we are going to hear from John Gielgud and Pamela Brown with a piece from Romeo and Juliet.
Thou detestable maw, thou womb of death, gorged with the dearest morsel of the earth, thus I enforce thy rotten jaws to open. For here lies Juliet, and her beauty makes this vault a feasting presence full of light. How oft, when men are at the point of death, have they been merry, which their keepers call a lightning before death? Oh, how may I call this a lightning? Oh, my love, my wife, death that hath sucked the honey of thy breath hath had no power yet upon thy beauty. Thou art not conquered. Beauty's ensign yet is crimson in thy lips and in thy cheeks, and death's pale flag is not advanced there. Ah, dear Juliet, why art thou yet so fair? Shall I believe that unsubstantial death is amorous, and that the lean, abhorred monster keeps thee here in dark to be his paramour? For fear of that, I still will stay with thee, and never from this palace of dim night depart again. Here will I remain, with worms that are thy chambermaids. Oh, here will I set up my everlasting rest, and shake the yoke of inauspicious stars from this world-weary flesh. Eyes look your last, arms take your last embrace, and lips, O you, the doors of breath, seal with a righteous kiss a dateless bargain to engrossing death. Come, bitter conduct, come, unsavory guide, thou desperate pilot, now at once run on the dashing rocks thy seasick, weary bark. Here's to my love. Oh, true apothecary, thy drugs are quick. Thus, with a kiss, I die.
Where is my lord? I do remember well where I should be. And there I am. Where is my Romeo? Oh, what's here? A cup closed in my true love's hand. Poison, I see, hath been his timeless end. Oh, churl, drunk all and left no friendly drop to help me after. I will kiss thy lips. Haply some poison yet doth hang on them to make me die with a restorative. Thy lips are warm. Yea, noise. Then I'll be brief. Oh, happy dagger! This is thy sheath. There, rust. And let me die.
Thank you.
get that feeling in the moonlight, that wonderful feeling that you want to be kissed. You're strolling in the park, the stars so bright above, you'd love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. Did you ever get that longing on a June night, that wonderful longing you can never resist? Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight, that feeling that says you want to be kissed?
Of Lou Prager and his orchestra with the vocalization reason coming from Rita Williams. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? It was from 1946. I most certainly did. Had it last night, actually, whilst I was looking at Jupiter out of our window. Jupiter is like dead ahead of our lounge window, which I know you don't know what that looks like, but if you look straight out of our lounge window, Jupiter comes rising right up in the middle, which is great. And last night, the moon was just over to the left-hand side of us. Well, yeah, I swear it probably meant something, but I was sort of a little bit lost because I was quite involved with Come Dine With Me at the time. Yeah, I've been in the moon mood, trust me. Time for an Irish member right now. Here's Al McCogan.
What do you think they're dancing to everywhere? Sure it's a mambo beat with an Irish air. Sure and it just came over from over there. It's the diddly Irish mambo. Look at the sweet Colleen with her gay gossoon, doing a mambo step to an Irish tune. Didn't they win a prize at the Harvest Moon with the diddly Irish mambo? Everybody from every land loves the mambo from Ireland. The short, the fat, and the tall of us, there's a little bit of Irish in all of us. Sure, and I never thought we would see the day all of the fish would mambo in Galway Bay. Even the little leprechaun shouts ole to the diddly Irish mambo.
Look at the sweet Colleen with her gay costume. Didn't they win a prize at the Harvest Moon with the diddly Irish mambo?
Now everybody from every land loves the mambo from Ireland. The short, the fat, and the tall of us, there's a little bit of Irish in all of us. Sure, and I never thought we would see the day all of the fish would mambo in Galway Bay. Even the little leprechaun shouts ole to the diddly Irish mambo. To the diddly Irish mambo.
I've been to Ireland a couple of times and I've never ever seen or even taken part in an Irish mambo, but who am I to disagree with Al McCogan? That was Al McCogan, along with an orchestra and vocal group conducted by Frank Cordell. That was from 1955, and that was the B-side, actually, of a single. On the other side was a song called Dreamboat. You remember? Dreamboat. I think we've done this before. I think I played I think I played this song on the mid-morning show a couple of weeks ago, but it was fun anyway for that. All right, time to move on, and it's time now for our Doris Day section, Day at Night. And this week, we're having something slightly different. I don't think we've done this with Doris Day before. We've heard her singing songs in Spanish and love songs and lots of other genres, but this week the songs are all taken from a 1962 album called You'll Never Walk Alone. And it was an album that contained mostly songs of a religious or spiritual nature. I just happen to think that she sings these songs really rather well. So Day at Night starts with Walk With Him.
Walk with him beside the whirling river. Stand with him and touch an evening star. He'll bring you beauty you have never dreamed of. Wherever you are, walk with him through fields of yellow flowers. Stand with him atop the mountain high. Peace of mind and love will walk beside you as the days go by. He's there in the morning sunlight, there when the shadows fall, there if you ever need him. Just speak his name, he'll hear you call. He will shelter you when there is stormy weather. Go with you if you should have to roam, and if you lose your way, he's there to guide you. Take his hand and he will.
Helpless, oh, abide. the tempter's power.
Absolutely everything, couldn't she? Beautiful. Three songs there from Doris Day. Nearer, My God, to Thee, Abide with Me, and Walk with Him. And as I said, that all of those songs, those three songs, came from an album recorded back in 1962 with Jim Harbert's orchestra. And very nice it was as well. There's other good stuff on there. Prodigal Son, Bless This House, In the Garden, Garden, beautiful version of Scarlet Ribbons, which I think we may have played on before, but others. And you can, I think, still get it at stores in the UK. You can probably download the whole thing as well from your favourite downloadable place. We'll have some more songs from Doris Day around about the same time next week. And my thanks to Brad in Chicago for suggesting the whole thing in the first place. See Dance Orchestra. Elizabeth Scott was singing their Music in May from 1936, which I think was written by Ivor Novello, if memory serves me correctly. If you're listening to the program for the first time, welcome to the show. We've still got comedy to come up in about 5 minutes' time. And this week alone, the time difference between most states in America, on the East Coast at least, and the UK is 4 hours instead of the usual five, which means that if you're listening in the States, we are sort of on locally an hour later, but the clocks in most states of the US and indeed Canada and bits of the Caribbean, they will go back next Sunday and then we'll all be back to our 5 hour time difference. But it was nice this morning, meant I got to stay in bed until 5 o'clock instead of 4 o'clock, which is, you can't knock it, can you? Where are we off to now? We're going to have another song from Jack Jones, perhaps one of his most famous.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone, will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. Our wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be the shadow of your smile.
Good morning. This is Angel Radio, keeping you company with some old shellac records that will bring back lots of wonderful memories of days gone by.
At first, a slight suggestion that grew to haunt my mind. 'Twas that eternal question: true love is hard to find. I can't forget the night I met you. That's all I'm thinking of. And now you call it madness. Ah, but I call it love. You made a promise to be faithful by all the stars above, and now you call it madness, but I call it love. My heart is beating, it keeps repeating, for you constantly. And so I'm pleading, please come back to me. You made a plaything out of romance. What do you know of love? That's why you call it madness. Ah, but I call it love. My heart is beating, it keeps repeating,
constantly. You're all I'm needing, and so I'm pleading, please come back to me. That's why you call it madness. Ah, but I call it love.
Very nice, too. That was Jerry Vale with the Ross Case Orchestra, and you call it madness, but I call it love. As simple as that. All right, time for comedy now, I think. We've got three bits of comedy for you this morning. Charles and Fiona are going to kick us off, and then Julian and Sandy are going to take it over, and we're going to finish with some Marriott Edgar. Settle back, get ready to laugh.
The trend in films is still back to the 40s. The era when Fanny was by gaslight and not Hill. And Hill was Dr. Charles and not Fanny. The days when Jimmy Tarbuck was Ted Ray and so was Charlie Chester. When everybody was our gallant ally, except for the people who are now our friends. Ah, well, plus ça change. That's your actual French, you know. Here now is an excerpt from one of the great films of that period, starring Dame Celia Millstrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckabeck.
Charles, I thought you'd never get here.
It wasn't easy. But I pulled it off.
Charles, darling, how strong you are.
Oh, Fiona, how I love you in these gay, madcap, antic, hoydenish, exuberant moods of yours. You just twinkle.
Only for you, Charles. Only for you. Come, sit here by me. Tell me, Charles, is it bad?
At the front.
At the front.
Pretty bad. At the front. Not too good at the back. But he's done the sides beautifully. Oh, it tickles you, does it? Perhaps I should have shaved it off. How I love to hear you laugh, Fiona.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Charles, I want to make you happy for these few brief, fleeting moments that we're together. How can I make you happy?
You know, Fiona.
Yes, I know, I know. Kiss me, Charles. Kiss me.
Oh, Fiona, if only this could go on forever. Tell me, Fiona, have you ever loved like this before?
Not like this. Not quite like this. Not on the top of a 73 bus.
The other day I was glancing through a pamphlet which was issued by the Amateur Athletic Association. Its title was, The 2-Minute Mile, Can Centipods Make It Possible? When my eye was caught by an advertisement, it read, Visit one of the stately latties of England, Bona Abbey. So I thought, well, why not? And the next day I popped down. Now, Bona Abbey turned out to be a prefab on the Hackney Marshes. But I thought, well, I've never seen the aristocracy at home, so I went up to the massive portico and shouted through the letterbox. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, and this is my friend Sam.
Oh, hello, Richard.
Thank you.
Don't be strange. Trolling. Yes, take his half crown jewel. Oh, I'll put my guide's hat on. Right, now, if you're ready, we can set off on our guided tour of Jules' family seat.
Jules? I had no idea you were high-born.
No higher than anyone else.
Don't denigrate yourself, Jewel.
Well,
don't denigrate yourself.
Don't like
He's of the blood royal. A queen's blood flows in his veins. he's been on the royal jelly. Vada, that aristocratic eek. Vada the eek. Look at the nose. Vada the nose with its hint of bourbon and the milk stout in the air. Oh, what a riot. What a riot.
I was having a beer rinse.
Beer rinse.
Well, that explains the dressing gown.
Dressing gown?
Yeah.
That's his official robe.
Robe.
Official robe. See the back emblazoned with the word royal?
Oh, yes. Royal Borough of Tufnell Park Slipper Bar.
Slipper Bar. Yes. He used to be a masseur there. Masseur, yes. He was. Mm. He's got magic fingers, he has. What, yes. Luppers? Lovely.
Oh, magic luppers I've luppers. Got. It's a gift with me,
yes.
You know.
Lovely.
I could do things with your lower dorsal sort of give you new life.
Yes.
I would have still been up the slipper bath, but I had this misunderstanding in the steam room with a jockey. Yes. No, honestly.
No, don't go on, don't go on. Don't go on. Well, I like don't know who his friends are. He's like that, Mr. Orney. Tell anybody anything.
Anything.
That's his trouble.
I'm like
He's
that.
Too open. Oh, yes. He lays himself open.
Do tell me.
Then, of course, he gets hurt. He gets hurt. Then, of course, he comes running to me.
Him,
and
always.
I tell him, if you hadn't laid yourself open, you wouldn't get wounded by life's vagaries.
No.
Lays himself open, you see.
Sand is very understanding. Yes.
Yeah.
He knows my weak points, yeah. But he's still... No, he nevertheless, he's still, don't you, yes. Stand shoulder to shoulder with
if
me.
If you can't put out a hand to
and
a friend, what are you on this mortal coil for?
For, as the bard has it.
Frequently, as it. But here, wait. We digress.
Oh, indeed,
we digress. Mr. Orne, you come to look round Jules' ancestral lattie. Now, through there,
yeah.
Through there is the robing room where we robe. There's the smoking room where we smoke. And up there is the minstrel's gallery.
Where we mince.
Yes. And cast your radiant orbs over to the left. You will observe the portraits of Jules' ancestors, or the family Jules, as they're known.
Yes, sir. This one here with the great spade beard, that's Granny.
No, the fake ogle.
Fake ogle. Hardly notice it. And this one here, this great butch Omi in doublet and hose, with his hand resting lightly on his cutlass.
Note the cutlass. Mm.
And note the hand resting lightly.
Yeah.
He, of course, was a pirate. He was known as Henry the Bold.
Yes, and this one next to him with the pomaded wig and the lace jabot.
Oh, that's Cyril, the absolutely outrageous.
Yeah. Of that Elizabethan drag, Mr. Orne. The wrath, the doublet, the magnificent codpiece. Oh, the sixpenny of the chips. Jules' family sprung from his loins.
We did, we sprung from.
Like a scalded cat,
yes.
Sprung from.
And it's from him that we get our titular rights.
Titular rights, they've got, yeah. And now through here's the royal bed chamber. Over there, the royal bed.
Royal bed?
Yes, yeah. Legend has it that many queens have slept in that bed.
Queen Elizabeth I slept there, and Mary Queen of Scots, Anne Boleyn, Anne of Cleves, Queen Victoria, they all slept there.
Not all at the same time, though.
Of course not, just silly days, only one warming pan.
Well, you know, this house seems a little modern for all this to have happened.
Oh,
well, it belies its age, Mr.
Exactly.
Horn. There are a wealth of antiquities. Over there, an oldie-worldie latticey windowy. And over there, an oldie fireplacey with an ingle nookie.
Nice for the nookie.
Yes.
Yeah. And over there, over the fireplace, the family escutcheon. Two ballet dancers supporting a heraldic lion improper. Looks nice, doesn't it?
Hold. And under the crest, there's our family motto.
Ars gratia artis. That's your actual Latin. Loses a little in the translation, but it means roughly as arts in the right place.
Yeah. Well, now you've seen it, what do you think? What do you
well,
think?
It's impressive, but can you make it pay?
Oh, yes, Mr. Horn. So far this season, we've had six tourists.
But at half a crown a time, that doesn't amount to very much.
Ah, yes, it's half a crown to get in, but it's £7.10 to get out.
Oh.
You've heard of the Magna Charta, as were signed at the Baron's command on Runnymede Island in middle of Thames by King John, who were known as Lachlan. Some say it were wrong of the Barons, their will on the king's soul to thrust. But you'll see if you look at both sides of the case that they had to do something or bust. For John, from the moment they crowned him, started acting so cunning and sly. Being king, of course, he couldn't do any wrong, but by gum, he'd a proper good try. He squandered the ratepayers' money. All their cattle and corn did he take, till there wasn't a morsel of bread in the land, and folks had to manage on cake. It were all right in being a tyrant to vassals and folks of that class, but he tried on his tricks with the barons and all, and that's where he made a folks pass. He started bombarding their castles and burning them over their head, till there wasn't enough castles left to go round, and they had to sleep six in a bed. So they went to the king in a body, and their spokesman, Fitzwalter by name, he opened the hole in his helmet and said, conciliatory-like, what's the game? The king starts to shilly and shally. He sits and he oars and he ums, till the barons in rage started gnashing their teeth, and them with no teeth gnashed their gums. Said Fitz, through the hole in his helmet, it were you as put us in this plight. And John, having nothing to say to this here, murmured, leave your address and I'll write. This angered the gallant Fitzwalter. He stamped on the floor with his foot and was starting to give John a rare ticking off when the hole in his helmet fell shut. We'll get him a Magna Charta, he said, when his face he had freed. Said the barons, that's right, and if one's not enough, get a couple and happen they'll breed. They set about making a charter. When at finish they'd got it drawn up, it looked like a paper on cattle disease or the entries for Waterloo Cup. Next day, King John, all unsuspecting and having the afternoon free, to Runnymede Island had taken a boat and were having some shrimps for his tea. He had just pulled the head off a big un, and were pinching its tail with his thumb, when up came a barge load of barons, who said, we thought you'd be here, so we've come. When they told him they'd brought Magna Charta, the king seemed to go kind of limp, but minding his manners, he took off his hat and said, thanks very much, have a shrimp. You'd best sign at once, said Fitzwalter. If you don't, I'll tell thee for a start. The next coronation'll happen quite soon, and you won't be there to take part. They spread charter out on tea table, and John signed his name like a lamb. His writing in places was sticky and thick, through dipping his pen in the jam. And it's through that there Magna Charta, as were made by the barons of old, that in England today we can do what we like, so long as we do what we're told.
Very entertaining. Marriott Edgar there with the Magna Charta, and before that, Bonar Abbey with Julian and Sandy, Kenneth Williams and Hugh Paddock. And Hugh Paddock was also Charles, along with Fiona, who of course was Betty Marston, in At the Front. We'll have some more comedy for you around about the same time next week. I've got about 15 minutes left in the rest of the show. It's music all the way, and we start off with Abbey Lane with Sid Raymond's Dreams Orchestra and The Man I Love.
Absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love. I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the
beautiful, wasn't it? That was Seth Raymond's orchestra with Abbey Lane singing The Man I Love, written by George and Ira Gershwin. It was actually first performed by Adele Astaire way back in 1924. It was recorded, first recording, a couple of years later, in December 1927 by Marion Harris. And lots of people recorded it in 1928. But Adele Astaire was the first person to sing that song. And Adele Astaire was Fred's sister. So there you go. Now you know.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality. Your constant companion.
Now another one of those songs that I cannot pronounce, so I won't.
So. So
was Mina, and so gay me voy. Yeah, that's as good as I'm going to do. It's I Know You Want Me, It's For You. It's from 1965. You're listening to Roy Bigley here on Angel Radio, and right now we've got the wonderful Marjorie Hughes, who is with her dad. That's nice. Singing there with her father's band, who was Frankie Carl. And in fact, it's rather nice how they got together, because Frankie Carl had a couple of singers before Marjorie. They up and left him, and he was looking for a new one. And Frankie Carl's wife actually slipped a recording of their daughter into some of the demos that Frankie had received. And he listened to it, and he liked it a lot. And as a result, she joined the band. She changed her name so that nobody would know that it was father and daughter. But eventually, they went on to be very good together for about 4 years. And I think it was Walter Winchell who actually announced that they were actually father and son. And they had a hit, a number one hit for 6 weeks. With Marjorie Hughes on vocals with Oh What It Seemed To Be. There you go, a little bit of history. That's it from me. I'll be back same time next week, all being well. Election Day here in the United States. Don't get me started. I'll be fine, I promise. I'll see you next week, and of course on the wireless on Monday and on Tuesday morning when we do it all over again and go crazy. I'll leave you with Billy Cotton and his band. And Alan Bree is doing the singing, and apparently it's the man with the mandolin. I don't know whether it was a golden mandolin or not, but it's good, from 1939. Ta-ra.
The music man is coming, a happy song he's humming. Ship comes in, lovable old fellow playing an old tune. He comes around every afternoon, raggedy old minstrel wearing a big grin. You'll love the man with the mandolin. All the kids holler, all the kids holler to the windows above. Mama throw a penny and the man will play a little tune we love. Beelium bum bum, beelium bum. Open your heart, let the music in. Beelium bum bum, beelium bum. There goes the man with the mandolin.
The man.